AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's highlighting results of a two-week crackdown on healthcare fraud. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against 455 people as part of a fraud that officials say involved more than $6.5 billion in false claims. Head of the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz, says a heart doctor in Florida is accused of billing insurers for medically unnecessary cardiovascular screening tests for college student athletes and then rubber stamping the results as normal without reviewing them. In one instance,
the doctor, we believe from the moment he got the image to said it was fine, was 11 seconds.
The test results actually revealed a significantly enlarged heart. The teen patient later died on the basketball court.
The October EKG was read as normal. The kid was dead a month later.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, sources tell AP the Justice Department has withdrawn subpoenas seeking grand jury testimony from reporters.
People familiar with the matter say the DOJ was looking to force reporters from The Washington Post and Wall Street Journal to appear before a grand jury. The Trump administration has mounted a broad and aggressive crackdown on media leaks. And while the Justice Department across different administrations has periodically seized reporters' phone records while probing leaks, it is extremely rare for the government to try and compel reporters to reveal sources before a grand jury. It's unclear why the Trump administration withdrew these subpoenas. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. and Iran are airing disagreement over whether Tehran has agreed to allow U.N. inspections of its nuclear sites. However, negotiations continue and a plan has emerged to break the shipping bottleneck through the Strait of Hormuz. This is AP News. Ed Donahue reports Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo became the first player to score in six different World Cups.
He had two goals in Houston for a 5-0 victory over Uzbekistan. The 41-year-old Ronaldo scored his first World Cup goal back in 2006. His fans in Houston were vocal.
Portugal! Portugal! Cristiano Ronaldo!
Ronaldo rebounded after a disappointing performance in the opening 1-1 draw with Congo.
Mejoramos. La vida es así.
He says, we improved. That's life. There are trade-offs we face during matches, during life. And the main objective is always to improve. That's what we do. Ronaldo has 10 career World Cup goals, 8 behind the leader, Lionel Messi. I'm Ed Donahue.
In other action, England and Ghana played to a scoreless draw. The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.